This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Police are looking for Stephen Blasetti, as it were. He's the guy cops say who took off from a hospital today after spending the weekend there following his arrest for allegedly stealing a boat. But at the time, they couldn't give out a clothing description because guess what? He wasn't wearing anything. Mac Rosenberg has our story.
This started in the Hudson River. 36-year-old Stephen Blasetti was arrested for stealing a boat from the Dykeman Marina in Inwood. Turns out police say he rowed that boat to another boat, a catamaran, and was arrested on that second boat in the Hudson, naked and allegedly high on drugs, possibly methamphetamines. He'd been at Columbia Presbyterian for evaluation since his Sunday arrest, but escaped early Wednesday morning while waiting to be taken to court for arraignment. How he got out of sight from police is unknown, as that hospital has no doubt become a police circus as they try to find him. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Somebody said he shouldn't be hard to spot, and if he's got on something, it can't be more than a gown right now, so we'll see how that comes out. We'll monitor. We'll keep you posted. Well, after months of speculation, Republican Congressman Mike Lawler has officially declared he is not running against Governor Hochul next year.
Congressman Lawler's decision to not run for governor comes after 6 months of weighing that option, and his decision now clears the way for Elise Stefanik. But for her part in a statement, Stefanik saying she's not going to decide until after November's election. And what did Lawler think of that?
Elise owes it to the party and the state to run. She obviously put her name forward over these past few months. And I think waiting till November, frankly, is a little too long. I think she should get in sooner than later.
Lawler adds that the narrow Republican majority in Congress also a factor in his decision to run again for Congress. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Meantime, Governor Hochul says he just doesn't have the chutzpah, if you will, to go up against her or to stand up to President Trump. At an unrelated press conference today, Hochul was asked about Lawler's previous attacks on her, and it sounds like she's not even bothered.
No, I ignore him completely.
Mm-hmm. She also said she expects that Lawler won't be a congressman for much longer. Serious charges today against an Inwood man accused of planning to set off explosives across the city.
The pictures included in the federal indictment show what look like individual sticks of homemade dynamite. Red and black with a small fuse sticking out of the top, kind of like you would see in an old-fashioned cartoon. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 55-year-old Michael Gans stored them on the roof of a residential building in Soho. Security cameras recording him in the act. Gans also posted pictures of himself on social media holding shotgun shells in May and June. That's also when the feds say he he was searching up how to make bombs. Gann told investigators he threw some of them off the Williamsburg Bridge, one of them landing on the subway tracks. No one was hurt. The NYPD Deputy Commissioner for Intelligence and Counterterrorism, Rebecca Weiner, saying his plan chaos, our response precision. In Soho, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, the New Jersey Supreme Court upholding the state attorney general's decision to assume control of the Paterson Police Department. The state took control 2 years ago, you'll recall. Attorney General Matthew Platkin says he initiated the process following longstanding issues with the department involving oversight, accountability. They were talking about public trust at the time. Platkin says since taking control, the department has made positive strides.
Look at a 65% reduction in gun violence, violent crime down, trust up, and say progress has been made. Let's keep that progress going. And yes, when the time is right, I agree, return to local control should occur. We're not there yet. We have more work to do.
Yeah, he also says their work has helped restore morale, both within the department and between officers as well as the public. Down at Manhattan Federal Court, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine entering a guilty plea today as he faces a drug charge in violation of his supervised release. The musician, whose real name is Daniel Hernandez, had wrapped up a federal prison stint on racketeering and conspiracy charges for which he was still on supervised release. Well, in court today, Hernandez told the judge that residual cocaine and MDMA were found at his Miami home when it was raided back in March. He will be sentenced in September. Law enforcement agencies on Long Island getting a big boost from Governor Hochul.
The nearly $3 million in crime-fighting funding will be given to both Nassau County and Suffolk County police departments, DA's offices, and sheriff's departments. Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon says the funding is needed to continue to keep the county safe.
You know, this grant now, not only as the governor mentioned, provides overtime, personnel, key technology that we can use to go after these bad actors.
Governor Hochul says overall crime is way down on Long Island.
We're focused on every single life.
And County Executive Ed Romaine says
getting illegal guns off the street is one of the best things that we can do.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brentwood, Long Island.
So we know New York City has its share of super rich residents, but a new report finds that two of the city's suburbs have been named the top two wealthiest in the country. Coming out on top is Scarsdale, where the average household income tops $600,000. And GoBankingRates.com says the average home there is worth more than $1.2 million. That's followed by Rye, where the average household income is more than $420,000. And home values are actually even higher than Scarsdale at nearly $1.9 million. What's up with that? Other NYC suburbs on the list include Tenafly, Summit, Westfield, all in New Jersey. A teenager is in the hospital at this hour following a shooting in Cypress Hills today.
Cops making themselves known as neighbors sit on their stoop talking about what happened.
Coming down, I seen a shooting. Bum, bum, bum. I was walking, but I seen when he got shot, he was like...
Many hesitant to say exactly what they saw.
I was out here, I just heard some shots, but I ain't seen nobody.
The 14-year-old victim hit in the left arm just before 12 noon outside the Cypress Hills NYCHA apartments on Sutter Avenue.
Is this every day? These projects here? My God, it's bad, it's bad.
Cops say two guys dressed all in black and wearing ski masks hit the victim at least once and took off on Logan Street. They're still looking for them. The victim is in the hospital in stable condition. In the Cypress Hill section of Brooklyn, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we will keep you posted on that story as well. Well, it's more expensive than ever to buy property in the city. Huh, no duh. A new report from Property Shark finds that the median sale price in the five boroughs between April and June was $799,000. That's the highest figure ever recorded, and it's up 4% compared to the same period last year. And on the neighborhood level, Manhattan is king. 7 out of the 10 most expensive neighborhoods are in the borough, which has a median sale price of $1.2 mil. Hudson Yards leading the way with that with nearly $6 million. Tribeca, Soho, Little Italy, and Hudson Square round out the top five. Outside of Manhattan, Brooklyn rules the rest of the top 10, with the Columbia Street Waterfront District, Borough Hill, and Dumbo making that list.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.